Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, some Stravinsky, Kathleen Battle, Svetna, and yes, of course, what would I ask? Some oboe music. We are going to begin with an adventure to Poland, mazurkas and all. Now, these are some samples of Polish songs from traditional to current, and just representing all the villages and the great national pride. They're a lovely adaptation of old and a little bit of new. Enjoy, and I say, na zdrowie. But it's maybe too early for that.
Yeah. cię lubię słuchać, ale jak ci kunik zginie, a pójdę z tobą szukać. Muzykanta miała, a muzykant by mi zagrał, a ja bym mu śpiewała. Chłopoki z Olsztyna. Napoczął, ale nie daj opłakiwać, a moim kary moczą. Zabłądził, ale nie sądź tam nie ludzie, a Bóg mnie będzie sądził. Wszystkiego złego, ale Bóg mnie będzie sądził, a z nieba wysokiego. Ładnie grała, ale żeby się muzyka do nieba dostała.
Excellent Polish music to begin the program. That was by Brzyski and Brzyski Stalowski. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going back to the Baroque. Now, although this next composer was also, he was influential to a part in the development of the classical style. But Scarlatti was born in Naples back in 1685, and the same year as, get this, Johann Sebastian Bach and George Friedrich Handel. He went on to a very successful career and composed, but only a small fraction of his works were published during his lifetime. We're very lucky, though, that these next selections are a treat. Four arias from a set of seven for a lovely combination of voice, trumpet, and continuo. And to boot, a stellar recording. Who can ask for more with the likes of Kathleen Battle and Wynton Marsalis? So here they are. Let the trumpet sound. Music by Scarlatti.
Thank you.
What a great pairing. Wow, I'm speechless to speak after the lovely voice of Kathleen Battle, joined by Wynton Marsalis. How can you do better than that? And that was some lovely music by Scarlatti. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to move on to some music by Stravinsky, a little bit of the Firebird and a little bit of his symphony. Now, the Firebird actually was first heard on none other than in Paris. Who could premiere better than in Paris back in 1910? And of course, it was an instant hit. It became an overnight sensation, and it's a great work. It's based on old Russian fairy tales with, of course, you need it, the requisite evil, some magic, and, of course, mythical creatures. It involves a beautiful princess, a noble prince, and a firebird to the rescue. Nothing out of the ordinary for Stravinsky. His Rite of Spring also caused a riot in Paris. He also, get this, wrote a ballet for 50 young elephants. And Pablo Picasso himself drew a portrait of Stravinsky. And for not enough of the honors and the great talent this man had, he did enjoy a great game of Scrabble. So maybe we should take it up. For now, a taste, some excerpts from his symphony in C, and of course, the powerful finale to the Firebird.
Thank you.
Okay, who else could know those powerful chords? That was music by Stravinsky, with himself conducting. We heard the finale from The Firebird, and before that, a taste of the Symphony in C. He was joined by the members of the Columbia Symphony Orchestra and the CBC Symphony Orchestra. That recording was made back in 1962, but still incredibly powerful. And, you know, it is the time of the day that we revert to oboe music time. My little fetish. Back to a prolific child prodigy in his time, even though his family did not want him to be a musician or a composer. I'm actually speaking of Telemann. And this is a great performance of one of his works with Marilyn Zipnik and Mark Schumann and Raymond Lepard. We're going to hear the Oboe Sonata in B-flat major. Thank you. a lovely performance and energetic. A lot of tongue work involved in that. That was Marilyn Zupnik, joined by Mark Schumann and Raymond Lepard, and Telemann's Oboe Sonata in B flat major. Hope you enjoyed it. And you know, some music collaborations have a brilliance about them. The right time, as they say, the right place, and whatever it inspires. And this next collaboration comes from a number of letters that a Viennese intellect answered. All were who addressed to Julian Capulet, or, as you know, Romeo and Juliet. But what the letters contained, one can only surmise. But the collaboration touches the subjects of love, dismissal, and home. Well, we've all been there. In that regards, a great CD that came out with Elvis Costello and the Brodsky Quartet. And we're going to hear a selection called The Letter Home.
Care of St. Ignatius House, Willoughby Drive, Parramatta, New South Wales, is 5th day of July, in the year of our Lord, 1935. Why must I always apologize every time that I sit down to write? Through my own fault, I may find you're no longer living at this address. Please excuse the lack of news, the feeling of strange privilege, for the hour of trial in these times of distress mean more than years in prison by I can remember when we were children, though I could never imagine this day. Your brother told me we'd live forever. I'll go on better, I heard myself say. And it seems so strange now that he's gone to recall all these games. Though the years have divided us, friendships have strained and broken. Oh, by the way, how's that girl that you wed? I hated I can't come home, I might as well say. Life is short, I shall not write again.
Elvis Costello joined by the Brodsky Quartet, and that was The Letter Home. And this next selection relates to home in the sense that at times one heart is frozen. Such is the case of a stunning musician in the movie Un Cœur en Hiver, who had two passions, the music of Ravel and a friend of her husband's, a little bit of complication there, who crafted violins. Her heart is not at home, but with one whom she cannot perceive. permeate as it is frozen. It's a fantastic film. A little slow by today's standards, but excellent. And superb music. Here is music from the Trio Sonata for violin, cello, and piano by Ravel. The opening movement to Ravel's Trio Sonata for Violin, Cello, and Piano. That was performed by Jean-Jacques Cantoreau on violin, Philippe Muller on cello, and Jacques Rouvier on piano. You have been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thank you very much for joining me. Till next time. And do